This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Down at the MTA board meeting, it was supposed to go over the positives behind congestion pricing. And they did, but Governor Hochul also made it clear she's staying in the court battle to make sure the pricing formula stays in place. Says she visited with President Trump a week or so ago to try and talk him out of killing it, but she told the breakfast meeting, "I knew when I walked out of there this thing was going to end up in court," suggesting Trump wasn't budging. Mary Lynn Buckley.
Traffic is down and business is up since congestion pricing started.
Public transit is facing an existential threat from Washington right now.
Governor Hochul speaking up after her recent trip to the White House.
I know there's a lot of power in that Oval Office, but I'll put that power up against the power of 6 million pissed off commuters in New York City right there alone. So I was able to show this to the president behind his desk. Congestion pricing is working. Big words, nice colors. And talk about how beautiful it is, the Second Avenue subway.
Meanwhile, the ongoing legal battle over congestion pricing is continuing with the Trump administration. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
I'm sorry, family. Somebody said that Governor Hochul grow up in the Bronx. Sister comes with it, doesn't she? On a serious note now, get it together, Mullins. A teenager recovering this afternoon after being stabbed outside a high school up in the Bronx. This happened just before 9. Cops say the 16-year-old boy stabbed in the abdomen near JFK High. This is on Terrace View Avenue. Rushed to the hospital where he's expected to recover. In a statement, a spokesperson from the Department of Education says violence has no place in our schools or communities, adding that this was a non-school-related incident. Well, the affordability crisis isn't showing any signs of letting up in the city. A new report says poverty rates in the five boroughs on the rise, and about 1 in 4 can't afford the essentials.
The Robin Hood Foundation's annual poverty tracker found 2 million New Yorkers live in poverty. Columbia University researcher Christopher Weimer said it is surprising.
The economy was continuing to get better following the pandemic. People's incomes and wages were rising, but it just turns out that it wasn't enough to outpace the rising prices.
Romario Williams has a job, but struggled so much he relied on the Holy Apostles Soup Kitchen in Chelsea for groceries.
And a little bit of pride in New York, but this has been a great, great help.
The report warns that federal budget cuts to social safety net programs will cause more New Yorkers to fall into poverty. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
An investigation underway into a big fire that broke out this morning at an apartment building in the West Village. A lot of people woke up to a whole lot of smoke. The FDNY says the flames broke out just before 7 o'clock. This is on the roof deck of a building right there on Bank Street. Deputy Chief Joseph Scarali says the fact that it was on the roof posed some additional challenges.
It was a difficult fire for the units because we had wind blowing off the Hudson going eastbound, and we had auto exposure, which means that the flames actually got into the exposure too, which is the next door building, the building connected.
Yeah, it took about an hour to get it all under control. The FDNY is not reporting any injuries. A Queens man will spend 2 decades behind bars, this after pleading guilty to manslaughter for the 2020 killing of a NYCHA worker who was hit by a stray bullet. 24-year-old Gerald Bethea admitted to pulling the trigger that day, as 25-year-old Darian Ramdale was working on the grounds of the Astoria houses. Court documents show Bethea got into an argument with four men in a nearby building, and as they walked out, he fired off 9 shots towards them, fatally striking the worker in the torso. Queens DA Melinda Katz called this a senseless act carried out in broad daylight, which took the life of a hardworking Navy veteran. Mayor Adams has pulled out of a mayoral candidate forum tonight, an event being held by the city's largest municipal union and one which was integral to his 2021 victory, in fact. District Council 37's communications director confirming the mayor's withdrawal today, saying he did so at the advice of his legal counsel. He had previously committed to attending. Several other mayoral candidates are attending. Controller Brad Lander, Assemblyman Zoran Mamdani, former Assemblyman Michael Blake, State Senator Zelnor Myrie and Jessica Ramos, and former Controller Scott Stringer. The mayor's withdrawal cast another shadow on his reelection bid. It's already facing some uncertainty in the face of his legal woes. Also today, Mayor Adams has formally asked the federal judge to drop the corruption charges against him.
In fiery language, Mayor Adams' criminal defense lawyer cited prosecutorial misconduct, leaks to the press, and publicity for dismissing the charges outright. In a 20-page argument, attorney Alex Spiro called the prosecutor's resignation letter unhinged and characterized as baseless the acting U.S. attorney's effort to seek additional obstruction charges. The lawyer says the whole thing snowballed with calls from prominent politicians for the mayor's resignation. He says any presumption of innocence is now destroyed. Those who called for the mayor's resignation did so on the belief that the mayor was going to be beholden to the Trump administration in exchange for a dismissal of the charges. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And the NYPD changing some requirements to become a cop.
I made the difficult decision to reduce the college credit requirement from 60 down to 24. At the same time, we're increasing the college credits earned in the police academy from 36 to 45.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch saying the NYPD is dealing with a hiring crisis, and this switch is intended to address that, especially in light of recent data showing that in 2023, nearly 30% of applications were disqualified because of the college credit requirement. There's no such requirement in many police forces outside New York, including Nassau, Suffolk, and Westchester counties, and in big cities like L.A., Chicago, Boston. Nobody has that but us. Tisch also announced that they are reinstating a long-standing requirement of running a mile and a half and under 14 minutes, 21 seconds. Superman.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.